We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's the Hochman and Crowder simulcast. I'll get to the code word in a moment, but Brian Flores is addressing the media. Let's listen to the head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Well, obviously I have some history with Keeb. I think he's a really good player. Had an opportunity to acquire him and some draft capital, so we felt like that was the best move for us. And obviously he's dealing with an injury. And, you know, we'll just see where that's at. I mean, this has all happened very quickly, so it's a lot of things we got to assess, evaluate. It's hard to make a blanket statement on what it's going to be, playing time-wise, et cetera. So we're just going to take it day by day, obviously, and just see where he is physically and take it from there.
So he will report to the team at the very least to be here.
I mean, this is gone. We're half an hour into this, so I'm not, you know, I don't have his flights, and I don't have any details from that standpoint. So, let you know when I know, I'll let you know.
And multiple reports about Xavier being placed on IR. Does he need surgery, and what led to that decision?
That's another one where we're, we're still doing the evaluations there, and. Seeing where he is physically from a health standpoint. Again, it's unfortunate. You know, he's obviously one of our top players, and you never want to see anybody get injured or deal with things. But and he's a tough kid, and I'm sure he'll bounce back. We're still going through that process right now. You know, figuring out where we are.
Been asked this before, Brian, but now, how concerned are you about long-term issues with him, with his knee problem?
I mean, it's still very early, and look, injuries are part of the game. I guess there's not too much concern from my standpoint. Look, he's young, he's tough, he's, football's very important to him. You know, people get dinged and deal with injuries on a year-to-year basis, and, you know, guys come back and, They play and have successful careers. So, not overly concerned. Just for me, more than anything, I just feel, I feel bad for the kid. You know, I know he loves to play. I know he loves to compete. He loves to be out there with his teammates. So, my concern is more for him than his long term. The long-term ability to play.
Rusty, the roster you've made with O'Leary, purely because you needed a roster opening, or do plays like last night, obviously, where he couldn't hold out the ball, led to a pick, did that contribute to this decision?
We claimed Xavier Crawford yesterday, so we needed a roster spot, and we just felt like that was – we needed a roster spot, so we had to make a move, and we made the move with Nick, and that was the reason behind that.
Bringing up Myrick or adding another tight end,
or
do you think two would be enough at this point?
We seem to have lost our connection there with Brian Flores. We're going to try to get it back. You'll let me know if it comes back. Brian Flores addressing the media. Nick O'Leary, he was just asked there by Barry Jackson. Nick O'Leary was released today. Had that very bad drop, or as some people have pointed out on Twitter, very good drop, depending on how you characterize the season. He was talking about that. He's talking about Xavier Howard going on IR. The first thing that he was talking about was the acquisition of Aqib Talib, and then he said, hey, we're 30 minutes into this. I can't tell you if he's if he's going to suit up, if he's going to do what. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the world of the Miami Dolphins. And if we can reconnect with Brian Flores, we will. If not, we'll forge ahead here. Gives me a second, though. 3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Let me give the code word. I know a lot of people wait for the top of the hour code word. Time for your chance to win Channing's change. The word this hour is blog. B-L-O-G. The word this hour is blog. Text the word blog to 72881 and you have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word blog right now to 72881 and you could win $1,000. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. We have reconnected with Brian Flores, head coach of the Dolphins.
I think he'd even say that, you know, they're great and we need good individual efforts, but we need more of a better team effort. And we need more guys having better individual efforts and us all collectively playing better as a team.
With obviously the prospect of Nozabing and Ken Webster's injury, A, you think he might move Verrick Rowe back to corner, and B, with Tankersley, is he ready where you think we could see him against the Jets?
That's so early in the week. I don't know what time. I don't even know if we've been here 12 hours. Yeah. It's Tuesday. So we're going through, you know, every potential positional changes we would make based on injury, based on, you know, our opponent. So there's a lot to do. And we've been on it all morning, so we're still working through a lot of those things. It's still I would say it's too early to say we're going to move this guy here or this guy's out, or I think it's too early to say all that.
I know, as you mentioned, so there's obviously rust at cornerback when you haven't played for 11 months. Just the technique of having a guy in front of you to cover. Did he look to you last week like he might be close to being polished enough at this point to help?
You talking about Tank?
Yeah.
I think he definitely had a better week last week than he had in the previous week. And, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll get out there again this week. Look, there's definitely going to be some opportunity, or potentially going to be some opportunity for him to come up, be active. And we'll just see how it plays out over the course of the week. It's too early to tell, whether we'll have a spot. So, to bring somebody up, we got to put somebody down. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Looking at the film, their touchdown pass on the blitz at the end of the half, what did you see?
I've been asked this a couple of times. And look, to me, if you want to win games in this league, you got to be aggressive. That's never going to change for me. So we blitzed them. They made a play. That happens. I've been in games where we blitz them, and I've been in big games where you blitz them and you make a play, and it's the right. Like, to me, if you're gonna win in this league, you gotta be aggressive. Period. That's my style. I'm not gonna play conservative. That's always been kind of my MO. So that's not gonna change. So what I saw was we blitzed them. You know, they ran a crossing route. We didn't tackle a guy. So. People say you live by the sword, you die by the sword, and I guess, you know, that's something people say, but, you know, for me, we're going to be aggressive. That's the way this team's going to play, and we're going to go down swinging, period.
What do you think of Ekandiji's first 15 defensive snaps as a Dolphin?
I thought he played okay. I mentioned this last week. There's a lot of technique, a lot of fundamentals, a lot of those things that you need to, you know, you got to train your body, train your yourself to get into. And so, from a footwork, hand placement standpoint, it could have been a lot better. But that's kind of the progression. I think he'll be better in practice this week. I think he'll play better in the game. I'm not saying it was a bad performance, but just from a hand placement, a footwork, a technique standpoint, it could be, He looked rusty, you know, which, I mean, he's been out there 10 days, so 2 weeks, however long it's been. So that would that wasn't surprising.
All right, there you go. That is Brian Flores. The one that I was really waiting for was the question about the blitz on 3rd and 20. And he said, you live by the sword, you die by the sword, and you got to be aggressive if you want to win games in the NFL. So he doesn't back off that play call at all. It didn't work last night. And I can't imagine in that same situation he would call it again. And when I say situation, I'm not talking about just a 3rd and 20. I'm talking about a 3rd and 20 where the time is running out at the end of the first half, and you've really got a chance to go into halftime with a statement rather than having given up what they gave up. I don't think he would do it again, although he maintains that he would.
But you can send 7, Coach.
Right. Like, How much for one more guy? How much for one rib?
One rib.
How much for one more guy?
You can't drop somebody back in the middle.
He was going all in. I mean, I forget exactly where they were. So was he trying to maybe sack him and get him out of field goal range? Was that the idea? I don't know. I mean, there's a reason that there's 8, not 7. You're right.
But like he said, there's aggressive play, but then there's smart aggression too. Like, they could recover 0. There was just 3-on-3. What about 4-on-3? If there was a safety back deep,
one extra guy,
he would have made that tackle. They could have doubled the guy. They could have in and out. Like, there's a lot more they can do. Like, I understand what Flores is saying. He's more general. Hey, I'm not going to just sit back and run drop 8 and let them just, you know, eat our zones up. I'm not with you on that. I hate that too, Brian. But you don't have to send 8. And then your DBs are 15 yards off the receivers. Like,
so now the receiver's going to be able to create the angle that he wants.
Whatever he wants to do, Hawk. If I'm 15 yards away from you, you can run anywhere you want to. Like, I would have a lot of follow-ups schematically for Brian after that when he was, I want to be aggressive. Yeah, there's aggression, then there's smart aggression.
Was that and again, you played defense your entire career. Is that a game changer in your mind? Because I talked about this earlier in the show, and someone texted in like, hey, you're worried about that one play at halftime. They still got the lead after that. Like, there's a lot of plays that go on during the game after that, and I totally understand that. You get outscored 27-0 after you have a lead. Like, there's something wrong than just that one play. But was that play a game changer for you?
Yes, and it's way different than when Juju Smith-Schuster snatched the ball over Chris Lamont's head.
Because that's a great catch. That coverage not horrible, but that's a great catch from a number one receiver.
Yeah. Like, I'll tell you, as my high school coach, if that guy gets – if the Juju touchdown, I would tell the corner, hey, man, the dude made a great play. On that – on the Johnson touchdown, the 8-man rush to cover 0 – I would have told my – honest to God, I would have told my players sorry. I'd have been like, God, that was a terrible call. That's why I'm so into it, because looking at it, I really in my heart believe it's a terrible call. If you want to go about it that way, why don't you press your guys? Why don't you, if not press, play them closer, play them at 7, play them at 9. You had all your guys covering their 3 receivers from 15 yards away from them. And if they do catch the ball – they have everywhere in the world to run. That whole schematically, that was a bad play. And you showed your hand on it. That was the thing, too, that nobody's asking Brian Flores about. You showed your hand on rushing it. You showed your hand on 0 coverage. They knew it was coming. There is no way that Tomlin called the play he called and Mason Rudolph knew exactly where to throw the ball with 8 guys running towards him if they didn't know what was coming. That's what was upsetting to me. You showed that. If you wanted to hold that in your back pocket and wait for a 3rd and 22, hold it. Don't run it on 3rd and 8, then run it on 3rd and 11, then run it on 3rd and 7.
Keep showing it to them.
You're going
to
show them this rush 8 over and over and over on 3rd down every time? They're going to – I tell people this all the time, and this is honest. Anybody watches football, anybody loves football, this is an honest statement and it's true. If you draw an offensive play up, in 10 seconds, I can draw a defense to beat it. If you draw a defensive play up, I can draw an offensive play to beat it. There's no perfect defense. There's no perfect offense. But if you know what's coming, that's what makes Brady and Manning and them so great, because they know what the defense is about to do. If you know the coverage –
they exploit the one weakness.
Exactly what it is. Crossers in cover 0, because there's nobody home. If this guy on the right runs to the left, everybody on the left is running up the field. There is nobody home. That's why my man Johnson didn't get touched till he was in the end zone, and he caught the ball on, what, the 45?
We'll talk more about it today. That was the Brian Flores press conference. Do you have quick headlines that you want to give us, Solana, so we can get that out of the way?
Yeah, let's just run through it really quickly. By the way, headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. So quick Dolphins notes from pretty much the last 2 hours. They've cut Nick O'Leary. Xavien Howard is headed to the IR with what appears to be a non-serious knee injury. And, of course, that trade for Aqib Talib and a fifth-round pick. The Dolphins will give up a future pick.
Right. So it looks like they essentially bought a fifth-round pick today, and Aqib Talib comes in the package. We don't even know if he's going to fly here or not. I don't know anything about it. And Brian Flores didn't seem to have much clarity on that.
Not even going to come, huh?
He may not. I don't know.
I'll holler at y'all later. Headed home.
Aqib, this is Coach Flores. I want to welcome you to...
Yeah. I'm good, Coach. What'd you say, Aqib?
I come with my own sound effects.
I'm good, Coach.
Aqib, it's Coach Flores. I just want to tell you that we're really excited. Hello? 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 Aqib, it's Coach Flores. I know we start out 0-7, but we really have some high hopes for what we're putting together here on this team. Hello? Aqib? Aqib? Hello?
You know what you can sell him? What? He's the most famous player on the team if he does arrive.
Aqib, it's Coach Flores. We're looking over our roster, and we think you are immediately the face of our franchise. Hello? Face of our franchise? Hello?
Aqib ain't biting on none of it.
Aqib, Coach Flores here. You know, one of the benefits of being on the Dolphins, we have an account at Prime 112. So I don't know if you have any desire for a delicious steak or whatnot, but you can spend up to $250 and it will be covered by the Dolphins. Hello? Hello? Aqib?
That's not true. Game checks at Prime 112.
Dude signed a $40 million contract. I don't think that he needs it. You know, Aqib, it's Coach Flores here. We were thinking about, think of this secondary and think about, Xavien Howard. We've got him on bubble wrap for the rest of the season. But when he comes back, if you'll just sign a new contract with us next season, we're going to have a lot of draft picks. We're in rebuilding mode. Hello? Hello?
That was a good one, Aqib.
Hello?
Hey, text him, Coach. Maybe text him. He's not good with the phone.
You have anything else, Solana?
Yeah, the NFL trade deadline is 44 minutes.
Oh, goodness.
I found a new toy.
I knew something.
Pretend
was wrong.
Like you're calling me with headlines, Solana.
How do I pretend to call you?
Hey, Hawk, it's Solana. Here's the headlines. Was that so hard? Have you never taken an improv class? Which part stumped you? I just did that bit for 6 minutes straight. I started every little bit of it with, hey, it's Coach Flores calling. How's it going, Aqib? You didn't know what I wanted from you there?
I need better instructions maybe next time.
All right, just do the headlines. Now I'm really tuning out.
Trade deadline for the NFL.
What did you want me to do there?
Well, maybe better instructions next
time.
Yeah,
no, that was definitely on me. I think that was confusing for a lot of people.
Hey, Hawk, it's Solana giving you the headlines here.
I like it.
I do too.
Andy Dalton has been benched. Ryan Finley is now the starter in Cincinnati. They enter the Tank Bowl.
I want to put on as many dial tones as I can.
Manny Diaz is optimistic.
How many dial tones can I get here? Yeah, do your headlines.
Heat Hawks tonight at 7:30 p.m.
All right, just do the weather.
Deion Waiters is reinstated. Tua Tagovailoa is expected back at Alabama. Game 6, practice tomorrow. Game 6 World Series is tonight. And Crowder, an NBA scout, told New York Post that R.J. Barrett is the next Carmelo Anthony. That's your pick for Rookie of the Year.
Yes,
way to go.
Yes, sir.
And finally, a Nepalese man named Nirmal Porja shattered the previous mountaineering record for successfully climbing the world's 14 highest peaks, completing the feat in 189 days.
But has he climbed the Twin Peaks, as we try to do every Monday? Okay, you have weather? You got any weather?
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park.
Yeah, go ahead. Just give the weather.
It is it's not raining right now. Join us for Breeders' Cup Weekend at Champions Hialeah Park, Miami's most beautiful simulcasting center. Watch and wager in air-conditioned comfort at the original Champions, Champions Hialeah Park.
So now you're going to jump on him?
Hey, Hawk, it's Len. I want to talk to you about naming Solana executive producer of your show. Hello? Hello? Hawk, it's Len.
I picked up Solana.
All right, we have a lot of stuff to get to here. We got to get to the DBJ calls, too. You said they're great, huh?
Oh, he got one, too?
Yeah, everybody's got a dial tone button but you.
The only one.
Yeah, just go. We do have to get to the DBJ calls. We got to play Cheers 2 today. OJ McDuffie is going to join us at 4 o'clock. We're like, but here's the thing. So last night, I'm watching Monday Night Football. I've got the luxury, the pleasure of firing up cocktails and mixed drinks right there in my house. My wife wanted a strawberry margarita. I had some friends over. I made an old fashioned. I made a Moscow mule. I made a white Russian, made a vodka lemonade. The best thing about this is it's in my house. I don't have to have bottles and bottles of alcohol thanks to my drink maker, because now you can make mixed drinks cocktails right in the comfort of your own home with the drink maker, but you do it with the push of a button. It's like the fancy machines that make espresso with the push of a button, but now you do it with premium cocktails and mixed drinks. Like I said, you don't have to have bottles and bottles of alcohol. You honestly, you put the little container of water in there, and then you put the pod in. So if the pod is a Moscow Mule pod, it's got everything that you need in there to make an ice-cold Moscow Mule. The drink maker looks great, sits right on the countertop, makes so many drinks. Classic cocktails like a gin and tonic to a flashy cocktail like a margarita and everything in between. Peach sangria we made last night. There's literally something for everyone. It's a great way to find new favorites. In less than a minute, with just the press of a button, you'll have an ice cold, ready to drink cocktail or mixed drink. Now, this brand new machine is already a great deal, but they've got an amazing exclusive offer just for my listeners. DrinkWorks has taken $100 off the original price right off the top. You'll see it on the website when you go there. For my listeners, you could take another $50 off, so it's a total savings of $150, and they're going to throw in free shipping as well, but this offer is going to go away soon, so don't wait. Here's the only way to get the amazing drink maker with the exclusive savings plus free shipping. Go to drinkworks.com, DRINKWORKS, drinkworks.com, and then use my code MARK50 when you're checking out, and that way you save $50 and get free shipping. It's MARC50. Don't wait. This amazing offer is not going to last. Only for my listeners. You go to drinkworks.com, use the code MARK50 at checkout, and remember, please enjoy responsibly. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
The Heat. The Hawk.
The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and
3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com.
A second opinion is critical. That's why Cleveland Clinic Florida should be your first choice. You need to make sure your diagnosis is correct and your recommended treatment is appropriate. You need answers you can rely on from the very best doctors. And those best doctors, the best doctors, are practicing and teaching at Cleveland Clinic Florida with a track record of successful outcomes, even in cases considered untreatable by others. Cleveland Clinic Florida is your first choice for a second opinion. Call 1-800-639 doctor or visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/secondopinion to make an appointment today.
So you can always text us on the show. It's 67974. That's the text line, 67974. Texts on Hockman and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. And this month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Here are some of the texts from the last segment. I can't tell if it's the drugs or you guys that are making me laugh so hard. Best headlines ever, LMAO. LMAO, that was too funny. OMG, I'm laughing till I choke. Somebody texts in, Akib has a landline?
That's true.
That's a funny text.
That is.
Right? Because no one, I've said this before. I imagine there's plenty of young people who have never heard a dial tone.
Yeah, cell phones don't have them.
I mean, we have it here at the radio station. Many people do not have anything but a cell phone. The dial tone is a dinosaur. Many people. Are there people right now?
People don't have house phones?
Yeah, a lot of people do not have house phones. Are there people right now, when you hear that sound, you don't know what that was? You just thought it was like a funny buzzer or whatever. My right hand to God texted in 67974. Are there people listening that heard that noise
and didn't know?
And did not know it was a dial tone.
Don't do this to me, man. I'm not this old.
Yeah.
Don't do this to me.
Technology changes, man. Yeah, people live without landlines anymore. And, I mean, that was the sound. Like, that was a great sound when I was younger.
Yes. Because
that, I mean, that's how you emphasize something.
But people flat out don't have house phones.
Yeah.
Like, what about to open the gate?
I don't.
You don't have a house phone?
No.
Usually with the open the gate, now you can do it off an app. You don't have that at your neighborhood where you just open the gate off the app?
No, I'm talking about when people call you from the gate.
Yeah, it's connected to my cell phone.
No, be connected to the cell phone, and then you just hit the app to let them hit. I'm telling you, I bet there's a lot of people.
This is depressing.
I know. I know. I bet there's a lot of people that have never heard a dial tone. Had you heard one before?
Yeah. I mean,
okay,
I
you
grew
knew
up
what one was.
With house phones and dial tones and cordless or cord phones. And
corded phones, man.
Well, to be honest, the only time I talk on it's when I get joy out of my cell phone being dead. So when my cell phone dies, I just leave it on the table.
And then someone has to call you on the cell phone.
And my wife
calls.
She'll call me on the landline because she knows I'm home and I'm just sitting there staring at a black screen cell phone and I don't give a damn.
Oh, by the way, we always talk about, you know, the gambling exploits on this show. And I'm going to talk Dolphins and Hurricane. We got so much stuff to get to. We had what I consider to be, like, think about how bad you think the two-point conversion try was against the Redskins for the Dolphins.
Ridiculous.
We had that in a gambling expedition last night. We did something last night. I'm not proud of this, but I will tell you, on my gambling consortium thread, of which Crowder is part of, this is what I texted the fellas last night. Let me just find it here. This is word for word what I texted. This was late last night.
I got it.
I think everybody was going to sleep or asleep. Gentlemen, take solace in the fact that you were part of the worst night of gambling in the history of sports wagering, a panic Dolphins straight-up bet, and then losing the original bet by a point. Really something for the record books. You couldn't script a worse way to play that. We hit the opposite of a middle, which is a gambling term that literally doesn't exist. Sleep well, friends. You're part of history. When you hit a middle in gambling, for gamblers that know, you can bet a line that's like, say, a line is -7 and then it moves to -9 and you bet both of those lines and it comes in at -8. It's called hitting the middle. You're winning both sides of the bet because you have very little chance of losing both sides. You only have a chance of winning both sides, but it's got to be perfect. There is no term for the opposite of a middle, which is what we hit, which was having two opposing picks last night and losing them both. But the way in which it transpired was so panicked and disgusting. We bet last night the Pittsburgh Steelers before the game. Pittsburgh Steelers -14. Dolphins come out. They're up 14-0 in what? 8 minutes?
Quick, yes.
They're up 14-0. And so now you got to do the math. You go, huh, can Pittsburgh really score 28 unanswered points? Mason Rudolph looked like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
He did.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick, I was like, ooh, here's the game. Here's the, like, he's going to have the game where he throws 400 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Like, here comes the game. He was crisp. Like, those first couple of drives, man.
Him and Preston had a connection.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So now we've got money on the Steelers -14, and the Dolphins are up 14-0. So it's ostensibly we're down 28-0. And so now we make a panicked, live in-game bet, Dolphins win straight up at +115. So now this is an in-game bet. So now think about it. You've got a team that's up 14-0, and they're playing a team that has a quarterback that looks like he's still concussed. I'm not even joking. Like, I was like, he's rattled. Like, they're playing a team with a looks like an awful quarterback. They're already up 14-0. They're having no problem moving the ball. And we can get that game at plus 115. We're in. So last night, we then sat through a game where it was obvious. And we should have known. We know what they are in the second half.
Yeah.
They always get outplayed in the second half. But we bet the Dolphins straight up in the middle of the game. So we had the Steelers minus 14. They obviously won by only 13. We lost that side of the bet. And live in-game, we took the Dolphins to win straight up, which had no chance the moment I hit accept on the bet. Ladies and gentlemen, we hit the opposite of a middle.
I was working. It just didn't seem right after I saw it.
It wasn't.
Okay.
It was not right. It was terrible.
We've never bet against ourselves at halftime.
You know, we were doing, we bought an insurance policy because there's no chance that our original policy was going to work. And then, because they would have had to have scored 28 unanswered points.
Well, 27.
27 unanswered points. And they could have had, I mean, there were some things that happened too in that game that were, I thought that overturned first down was brutal, took too long. I mean, just brutal. Lee Sterling, our professional sports handicapper, went 3-6 this week, which means we will get to hear rolling backwards on Thursday.
And it's
which
better than rolling forward.
It really is. But yeah, he had an awful week as well. So anyway, there's our gambling exploits. Here's the plan for today. We have to play Cheers 2 at some point. I don't know when, but we will. We have to play the DBJ calls from Saturday. I don't know when, but we will. OJ McDuffie is going into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame tonight. He's being inducted. We're going to have him on at 4 o'clock today. That I know when we're going to do. And then we've got the next code word coming up at 4 o'clock as well. So still a ton of stuff to get to. But anyway, that was our gambling exploits from last night.
I'm going to give me some stone crab to make up for that. That's the only thing that makes me feel better. And if you love stone crabs like I do, it is stone crab season, and you got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market to get them. They have all the sizes. They have the best price. They have the freshest stone crabs around. Go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market for all your food. But when stone crab season is here, you got to get them. But they have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs, escargot. I can go on and on. Just go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. It's crazy big. It's great. The food is all delicious and fresh. Eggs, they have sides. They have it all. Seasonings, marinades, just get to Delaware. I fall in love with them. I've been going there 15 years. Someone told me about it when I went there once. Like I said, I've been back 15 years in a row. I go back once a week because Delaware is delicious and the prices are awesome. Argentinian red shrimp right now, only $9.99 a pound. Those Maryland-style crab cakes made in-house, more crab than cake, only $4.59 each. And conch fritters are delicious. And you get four for $2.49, but get an entire dinner for your family. 16-piece broasted chicken dinner. Broasted chicken is oven-fried chicken. It is delicious. If you never had broasted chicken, go get it from Delaware. You're going to fall in love like everybody else that comes up to me and tells me. And it includes 2-pound sides, coleslaw, macaroni salad, potato salad, or baked beans. Only $34.99 for a 16-piece broasted chicken dinner. Feed a bunch of people, and it is going to be delicious. Delaware has the cooked food. It has the raw food. They're going to watch out for you. Get down there and check it out. Call them in advance when you know what you want, and have your order packaged ready when you get there. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, quick break. Come right back on Hockman and Crowder.
We're JJ Fat, and we're here to rock. Rhymes like ours could never be stopped. See, it's three of us, and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stop us, and our names are deaf. See, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the
little
game.
JJ Fad.
Something about nosy people.
You know this song, Solana? It's
plain. Nah, but
really?
It bangs.
JJ Fad, supersonic. Here comes.
Supersonic.
There we go.
Drop that bass.
Supersonic.
Never heard this still?
Yeah, this is like Super Wheels.
Yeah.
Circa, like late 90s, early 2000s.
I never heard that first part.
Yeah, oh, the little rap before the bass drops?
Yeah, I never heard that.
3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Do you think we could sneak in the DBJ lines? Can we do that?
I think we should do that.
Okay, because we do it on Tuesdays, and I'll try to get to it later in the show today, too, but I'm kind of planning ahead, and we don't have a lot of time. Don Bailey Jr., you know, he works in some lines that we request of him during the broadcast. So before the UM Pitt game, we had him on Thursday, as we always do, or I think maybe on Wednesday that week. And we gave him some lines. One of the lines that we gave Don Bailey Jr., I happened to hear this in my car because I was down in Miami on Saturday and I was driving home to watch the game. And this was towards the beginning of the game. We gave him a couple lines from the Mr. Rogers song because Mr. Rogers went to University of Pittsburgh. So we figured, nobody knew that. So we figured, okay, you're up at Pitt. You'll drop a Mr. Rogers line in there. Do you have what we gave him?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
All right, everybody knows the song. You get the idea. Here's how it worked into Saturday's broadcast.
Second and goal from the one. Last week, Miami 3-for-7 in the red zone. Perry Harris dives over the goal line. There's
Green
in the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. Hurricanes have the lead in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Cameron Harris jumps in for the touchdown, busting into the end zone.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Touchdown, Hurricanes.
I'll be your neighbor.
It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty.
Did you say this beauty wood? Is that what did he do there at the end? That was good, though, right? That was good.
That was great.
That was good. He had a little fluff to it, right? Real quick, just his drop there.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
This one I'm so excited to hear. So I was it was the anniversary. I don't know what year anniversary of the Cosby Show Gordon Gartrell episode, which is my favorite Cosby Show episode. Maybe I'd have to really think about it because I love that show. There's some, to me, just some iconic moments in that show. You remember I think it was the first episode where Theo is upstairs in his room and he's got a bad grade on something and Cliff comes up there. Like, this is when you knew it wasn't your typical sitcom because Theo gave this heartfelt speech about, you know, we're not all going to be doctors and lawyers like you and mom, but you should love me. You know, it's like the way that sitcoms always ended. And Cliff looked at him and goes, that is the dumbest thing that I have ever heard. And you're like, wow, this is a different type of show. But one of my favorite moments is Gordon Gartrell. It's like a designer. And Theo Huxtable wants to buy this Gordon Gartrell shirt. And Cliff won't give him the money to buy it. So Denise, his sister, says, oh, I can make it. Like, Cliff will give him $40. She goes, give me the $40. I'll go buy the material or whatever. And, you know, he puts on this shirt. It doesn't fit right. I remember in the scene, she's like, well, have you tucked it in? He's like, it's tucked into my shoes. It just is a terrible looking shirt. But I remember in that scene, he screams when he puts it on, Denise, do you have the scream that we gave him?
Denise!
Right, that's Theo Huxtable. Denise! Let's hear how that worked into Saturday's UM Pitt broadcast.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, kicking team number 94, 15-yard penalty, will be enforced from the end of the run, first down.
So on the punt, Headley is called for a personal foul. He punted it down inside the 9-yard line. And now it'll be a 15-yard penalty, and Pittsburgh gets out of jail.
Denise!
Oh,
we need some help.
That was good. That's exactly how I pictured it playing out.
exasperated DBJ yelling, Denise, and then there's just silence after it because it makes no contextual sense. I'd like to hear the whole long call again. Can we do that? That is brilliant.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, kicking team number 94, 15-yard penalty will be enforced from the end of the run. First down.
So on the punt, Headley is called for a personal foul. He punted it down inside the 9-yard line, and now it'll be a 15-yard penalty, and Pittsburgh gets out of jail.
Denise!
Oh,
we
boy.
Need some help.
That's great. it was the perfect amount of pause. Then there was the perfect amount of silence afterward. That's really funny. You know it's coming, and it still makes you laugh.
It's two for
Denise!
Two. Oh, so he's killing it now.
That's good stuff. Yeah. So then the final ones that we gave him, I think we had given him the week before. This was from Superbad, right?
Yeah, so he did 2 weeks ago some McLovin lines.
Right.
But he didn't fit in the these eyes.
Right, so we gave him the scene where Michael Cera is forced to sing these eyes in the...
These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I have with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one.
We also gave him.
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona to be here tonight, and you're not gonna sing for him?
Right, so that was at that party to get him to sing when Michael Cera's like, yeah, I don't want to sing, fellas, or whatever. And the guy goes, my brother drove all the way here from Scottsdale, Arizona, and you're not going to sing for him or whatever? So they melded both those, like that entire scene together?
Yeah.
Okay, I cannot wait to hear this.
The Canes will go for two. Cameron Harris gives it to Harley. Harley's going to throw it for Mallory. Jump ball. Intercepted in the end zone by Pinnock. He can ride it out. Pinnock is going to be tackled in the end zone. The Hurricanes have taken the lead on a dart from Jaron Williams. 32 magical yards from Williams to Osborne on a 9-play, 62-yard drive. The 2-point conversion fails. Miami leads 16-12 at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona, and you're not going to sing for him?
These eyes are crying. These eyes have never, blah, 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 blah.
These eyes never thought we'd see a finish like this today.
What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, we got Josie going. We got something going.
Has Josie never heard the song, These Eyes? These eyes. These eyes. You have just that? Where he's singing.
These eyes. These eyes. These eyes are crying. These eyes have never, blah, 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 blah.
That is really great. OJ McDuffie just tweeted at me the picture of Theo wearing the Gordon Gartrell.
Denise.
It's such a great picture. Denise! OJ McDuffie, all right, we'll play those again later in the afternoon. But OJ McDuffie, I want to talk Dolphins with him, but he is being inducted tonight into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame, along with Roberto Luongo and some other people as well. So you got some big, big heavy hitters, man. I'm very excited. OJ's a friend of the program, so we'll talk with him in the next segment. Let me talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors before we get to juice. We're at the tail end of hurricane season, and I know this hurricane season, Dorian was a huge wake-up call for a lot of people, but now's the time to start thinking about future hurricane seasons, and it's time to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use for our home, and when you've got those PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything, man, you just feel more secure than you ever have. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, they came out to the house, showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors were the best for us, and then went through the whole process of installation. It was really a pleasure. And not only does our house look better than it has in years, but the homeowner's insurance premium is going down because we've got Impact Windows and Doors all over the house now. So I just can't tell you, we are so absolutely thrilled. We used BNT Impact Windows
windows and doors. Trust me, if you're a homeowner in South Florida, having those PGT custom windows and doors just makes you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. So, time for you to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. OJ McDuffie, he's going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder.
These eyes are crying. These eyes have never, blah, 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 blah.
Denise!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.